Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Jollis back on the show. Rob is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? He's the number two most important, most expert, greatest sales expert, the number two in the world, probably in the galaxy. And he strives to be number one, but that guy's still alive, and he's working on it. But he's written all the books on this, folks. He's Why People Don't Believe You, The Way of the Road Warrior, Mental Agility, and, of course, I'm trying to remember, customer-centered selling. That's the Bible. That's the one. That's the one that I admire the most. He's our good friend, Rob Jollis. Welcome back.
Well, it's good to be here, you bad apple, you. Nice to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you, too. Hey, Rob, everybody knows what a default is, and we have them in our computers. We have, you know, we've heard of default, your default settings. Your computer will give you options. If you got a problem with a computer, it'll say, a program will say, would you like to return to your default settings? We've learned that was a word that was all it meant before computers was that, you know, you lost your car, right? The bank came and got your car, but now it's more of a technology word, but it's also a word that's appropriate to use in practice in the marketplace, because we work ourselves into these defaults sometimes, and sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not, aren't they?
Exactly. You know, the thing is, look, there's some things that default that are really good. But I think all of us have noticed that sometimes the default concept gets in our way. Like when we're texting, for instance, and all of a sudden we send something off, and like I sent a text off about 2 years ago to a client, and I'd actually texted the words, I'm a bit behind, and it went out as, I'm a big behind, okay?
Yeah. They call that autocorrect. But who came up with that term? Because it obviously is a correct. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was auto embarrass. You know, Webster defines default as a selection made usually automatically without active consideration. And what that sort of triggered my mind to think about was, how many moves do we make when we sell, when we're with our client, that are made automatically and without really active consideration? In other words, as much as we might whine about the computer's default and making decisions we didn't necessarily choose it to make, we're doing the same thing when we sell. And that's what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's the first one?
All right. Well, how about we go from easy to hard? And
right.
and I won't waste your time. When I give you one that sounds simple, I won't mention it if we aren't all defaulting. And I come out of the gate with just not listening to those we speak with. A lot of times, the good news is somebody sent out the memo and we got it. We got to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, by default, we spend way too much time thinking about our next question.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not really listening to the answers that we're getting.
Well, and there are also default responses to these. I've talked about this, I think, before. You know, I'm more guilty of what you just said than anybody on the planet. But I learned, and I knew that. I understood that about myself. And so, because I had a lot of stuff in my head, I wanted them to know. And they would say something to me, and I'd be thinking, okay, I'm ready, you know, I'm raising my hand, right? And then I'd realize, wait a minute, I lost a sale because of that. And then I finally came up with the idea that, okay, wait 3 seconds. Find a way. Stick a pin in your finger or something to make you not respond, and wait 3 seconds. Because I said, if I had 3 seconds, when they stop talking, several things happen. Number one, in that three seconds, first, while they're talking, I'll listen better. And two, I'll confirm that they're actually through talking and I won't interrupt them. And three, it'll give me time to actually decide what I want to say. 3 seconds. What do you think?
And four, you'll convince me, the customer, that you are listening to me.
Yes.
Because I think that pause, I'm never interpreting it as Jim fell asleep on me. I'm thinking he's actually listening to me as he's processing what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you had the grace, the blessing of me telling you something that I don't normally tell most people, but I trust you and I like you as a business partner, and I tell you something very sensitive, and in 1 nanosecond you go, yeah, and I'll tell you how we fixed that one for you.
And I'll tell you something, that works. Well, okay, we'll talk about this a little bit later. I got to take a quick break. More to come with our good friend Rob Jolliss. We got at least 5 more of these defaults that you don't want to miss after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.